The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I am Reba Hass of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yes, you are. And we're sitting here trying to figure out. I got Jen over here in the corner, Jen Miyamoto, one of our assistants, who's trying to sort out. We're eventually going to be bringing this radio show to Facebook Live.
Oh, boy. That's scary.
Yeah. We're going to go multimedia.
What do they say? I have a face for radio.
That's true. You do.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. You didn't have to jump on that quite as fast as you
did. I know. Well, as apparently it's Tease Eric Day. I've been doing it since we walked in the studio.
Apparently so.
Well, I'll be nice. Well, it's nice outside, so it's got me feeling kind of frisky. It's nice weather out.
There you go. Well, that's good. That's good. And speaking of sunshine outside.
Oh, I thought you were going to say feeling frisky.
I was going to go there, but then I was going to introduce our guest, and I don't know if that was appropriate or
I
not.
Know.
But
what a way to intro. What a segue. Right.
So
I love it.
Today we have Michael Murrow with us again. Welcome again, Michael.
Thank you.
Michael is our resident garden landscape designer, and he's going to give us some excellent input on some things this time of year, right?
Hope. Oh, absolutely.
Good.
I'm happy to be here on this nice sunny day.
Yes.
I know.
About
so
20
good.
Degrees warmer than yesterday.
Oh, I know. Yesterday was mighty, mighty chilly.
But about 50 degrees colder than the last time you were on the show. I think we were talking about drought-tolerant pants at that time. I mean plants.
Pants. That's why you had your high waters on.
Yeah. That's right.
Got it.
That's right.
No, this is the soggy time of year, so we'll be talking about some of the sludge and then how to make your sludge not look so badly during the wintertime, especially if you're trying to sell your home. We're going to get curb appeal at all times of year,
absolutely,
depending on when you're selling your home. So we're going to be getting to that here in a little bit. But as most of our listeners know, we're going to spend most of this first segment talking about market updates, talking about where the rates have gone. And I know from last week's show, because we'd been talking about since the election, rates have been kind of bouncing around quite a bit. And so we had said last week we were going to try and do a couple of little payment comparisons of what it had looked like right before we had the election with the interest rates that were there, and what does buying power look like right now, because you had mentioned, you know, not only did we have the election, but then the Fed met and they decided to go ahead and raise interest rates for short term, which did end up having an impact on long-term interest rates.
It did. They didn't do us any favors last week when the Fed met, because everyone was expecting that the Fed would increase short-term rates a quarter of a percent. So that was already built in, sort of cooked into the rates.
Right.
And that's exactly what
they did. Maybe that was the problem. They had too many chefs in the kitchen.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, that makes things go really bad.
I wish I were Janet Yellen's chef, then I would know what she's doing, you know. But
yeah, you have a focus on Janet Yellen, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I know why, but still.
Well, you know, it's...
You're a little fixated.
The Fed, I've been sort of studying the Fed since I was in college, and you know, when they
wow,
make
wow, you have nothing to do in your life, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, call me, yeah, sort of an economics geek. Yeah, give me a break.
Yeah.
But no, the interesting part, when the Fed makes a statement, their statements are consistent every time they make one. You can actually lay the two side by side and see what sentence or end of a sentence they changed in their policy statement. It's that consistent in every word that the Fed says is measured.
Okay.
And the Fed, when they meet, this is the Federal Open Market Committee. They meet every 6 weeks, roughly, and when they do, they'll make an announcement on short term rates, but then they'll also announce their bias, and it's basically their propensity for future changes, you know, before the next meeting. And this
it's not
is,
like a bias cut on a dress.
Yeah, well, no, not quite as sexy as that. No.
No.
So the problem was the bias this time, though. So the Fed made their announcement. Yep, we're increasing rates a quarter of a percent. Their policy statement indicated that the economy is starting to pick up a little bit of steam. You know, it wasn't dramatic or significant. But then they went on ahead and said, oh, yeah, and we're going to also increase at least three more times next year. Well,
ouch.
The market was not expecting that.
And heck broke loose.
That's right. It kind of threw us into a panic mode, especially this time of year. Because if you're a bond trader, you're working on Wall Street, you're paid bonuses and things based on your trading performance, and you've already hoped to have locked in your Christmas bonus. And now all of a sudden...
Okay, I am not feeling the pain for those guys.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I mean, hey.
I'm just really not, considering, well, you know, I don't know.
They don't have an easy job, but... I'm not gonna defend them too terribly much. But with that said, you know, the markets, they get real conservative this time of year. Trading is a little bit thin, you know, because there are people that are already on vacation and things like that.
Oh yeah, yeah, and we're already running into that.
So we're seeing wild swings in the bond market, which affects mortgage rates. It's extremely volatile. So it's
we're not even talking the fun swings.
No,
like
unfortunately not. You know, we're seeing lenders, mortgage lenders are changing their rates, you know, once or twice a day, which normally we can go, you know, all day long, typically without any change in interest rates. You know, they're usually set in the morning and that's it for the day. But,
you know, that, you know, what that reminds me of is when we started having the recession. Rates were bound. I mean, I remember being on the phone with you, and not only were underwriting guidelines changing, but the rates were bouncing around.
As we were talking. Right.
You're like, just,
it's like,
it
hang,
was
hang
just
on,
chaos.
Hang on, I got to get this lock in.
Chaos.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what's happening right now. If you actually have a loan that you're starting or getting started on, or you're contemplating, do I lock in my rate or not lock in my rate? Boy, don't delay. If you hear a rate and it sounds good to you, lock it right then and there, because an hour later it literally could be different.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we always tell our clients, when you're going out and getting pre-approved, get that kind of a window of rate. You know, there's
absolutely
so many people who focus on, like, I want that rate. And that's just silly, for one, because it may not be guaranteed that by the time you do find the house you're looking for, that it's still even available. But you got to find out what the payment window is that you're comfortable with.
Funny you should mention that, too, because typically with most lenders, you cannot lock in your rate if you're buying a property until you're in contract on that property. If you're refinancing, you can lock it in, you know, right up front. But this time of an interest rate cycle where things are starting to get volatile, there's a lot of lenders out there that make their living processing refinances. There's going to be far fewer refinances out there.
Oh yeah,
so they're getting desperate.
We're going to start seeing another adjustment.
We will. We
in
will.
In terms of employment.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see fewer lenders in the sector. Which
I can only hope we'll have fewer agents. Honestly,
yeah, it'll probably happen. But
well, you know, because all those people who, you know, I mean, I'll tell you. So I'm part of a coaching program with Tom Ferry. And in his perfect world, you know, right now we have about 2.5 million real estate agents in the United States.
Right.
And about 1.5 million of them are realtors. In his perfect world, he'd like to see 300,000 of us who are like the best of the best, who provide the best services and actually know what we're doing. Because I mentioned on last week's show and several others that when the market is this hot and rates are low and easy to grab and all that kind of thing, people flock into this industry because they think it's just easy money, and they don't realize, I mean, just think about what we've had on our show, all the liabilities, all the things that people have to learn about.
That's
so
right.
So many technical issues, so many legal issues, there's so many things. And you have 200 new people a month jumping into this industry who have no clue about what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm kind of with him. I would like to see a raising of the bar. I would like to see us cleaning out the hamper, so to speak, you know, and just getting rid of the threadbare, getting rid of the, you
absolutely
know,
absolutely
stripes in the shorts kind of action that we have going on sometimes.
So here's one thing to keep an eye on, folks, too.
there's a phrase we want to have for our show.
Yeah, speaking of sort of, you know, draining the swamp or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you are talking with a mortgage lender and they are quoting you a rate and it sounds really, really good, you should then be asking, can I lock this rate in? If the lender starts to squirm a little bit and says, well, sure, once we have your appraisal in and final loan commitment in, run, 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 because they're quoting you a rate that they're not willing or prepared to deliver until they have the loan fully processed, which means you're floating. You're taking your chances with the risk of the market.
Yeah,
and absolutely. And that's just really, really dangerous to do right now when we see rates jumping around like crazy.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I would say the rates are kind of like a 2 or 3 year old.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hopping going on.
That's right. That's right.
We got a lot of energy.
We got a lot of stuff
hard to keep up with.
And to give you an idea, today the standard national average conventional 30-year fixed rate conforming mortgage is sitting right around 4.375%. That's 4 3/8.
Yeah.
15-year fixed rate is around 3.5. FHA 30-year fixed rates are hovering around 4% to 4.25%.
Wow, solidly above 4, okay. Yep.
And jumbo loans are pushing about 4.5 almost at this point. So they're up a bit.
You know, okay.
And you will find exceptions, you know, here and there, and these are assuming sort of 0 points. You know, you can always get lower rates by paying fees. Whether or not that makes sense is a kind of a personal conversation, you know, because it's different for every person's situation.
Yeah.
But let's talk about buying power.
Yeah.
So let's say that a month ago, well, let's say 2 months ago, 30-year fixed rate was hovering around 3.5%.
Yes, it was.
And if you had a $2,000 mortgage payment, not counting taxes and insurance, that gives you buying power, a loan amount of about $445,000. Rate goes up a percent. So from 3.5% to 4.5%, your buying power drops. How much? What do you think?
$50,000.
You're spot on. Yeah, buying power goes down $50,000 to about $395,000.
Folks, I did that without looking, by the way.
For the same, I know, you're cheating. I'm gonna
I know. I said I was not looking. Here. I didn't look.
The same thing.
So, yeah, and now if that went up another percent from 4.5% to 5.5%, you're going to go down another $45,000 from $395,000 to about $350,000.
Yeah. That's significant, you know. So if there's anyone out there right now that is shopping and you haven't gone back and checked your pre-approval letter, you better go do it.
Check that and really, you know, we're thinking that this is going to be the new norm for rates. We don't see them dropping at this point.
We've got several clients and some of them mutual that we're telling them to go back, talk to the lender. Make sure that they're still qualified for what they think they are.
That's right.
But, you know, we can talk about that all day. But we've got Michael Muro coming back after the next segment or in the next segment. And if you have any questions about landscape design, call us 866-712-1300 on Open House with Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.